And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Gilamir ben Penina. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis tells the following story. Tana Rabbana, Maisa B'Talmadecha, Shabbalef Nebi Yoshua. A certain Talmud came before Rabbi Yoshua, and he asked him whether Tefillah Sa'arvis, whether Meir is a Rishus or a Chova. And he said to him, it's a Rishus. Comes for Rabbi Gamliel. He asked him the same question. Rabbi Gamliel says, a Chova. So the Talmud said, hey, Rabbi Yeshua said to me, it's Rishus. So Gamliel answered, wait until the Talmid Chacham come in to the Beis Medrash. When Talmid Chacham came to the Beis Medrash, the questioner questioned, it's Tefillah Sa'arvis, Rishus or Chova. Rabbi Gamliel said, it's a Chova. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, does anybody argues? Rabbi Yeshua said, no. Rabbi Gamliel said, wait a second. But they told me in your name that it's a Rishus. So how can you tell me that nobody disagrees? So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua, amar araglecha v'idu b'cha. Stand up on your feet and let them testify about you. So Rabbi Yeshua stood up on his feet and he said, if I was alive and the Talmud that wants to testify about me was dead, so the living can contradict the dead. But now that I'm alive and he's alive, how can a living person contradict a living person? And therefore I have to admit, Rashi says that I told him Rishus. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara. The Gemara continues with this story. In the Sefer Birkas Aaron of Agon Reb Aaron Levin, the Risha Rav, in Os Reshit Zion, he says as follows, that in the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros Nafla Mitvav Amar Aleph, there's a Maisa there with Rabbi Tzadok, and it says that Rabbi Yoshua also said this Lashon. What is the Lashon? The Lashon is, Achshav Shani Chai V'Hu Chai, Hech HaChai, Hech Yochel HaChai L'Hachas HaChai. How can the living contradict the living? And Rashi says that what he means is that I did say it, and now I'm changing my mind. Kach amarti v'chozrani bi. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Heach write that you can't explain this way. That the Pshat is like Rashi said that he changed his mind. Because in Perek Tehillos HaShachar, Rabbi Yoshua says this Lashon. And there we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua there said that Tefillah Sa'arvis is Rishus. And we pass like Rabbi Yoshua. And there he says the Lashon of Hecha Yuchol Achas Achai. So how can you say that he changed his mind? So therefore Tosis explained that what it means is I thought to hide it and I wasn't able to. Not that I changed my mind that it's a chova. He didn't change his mind. He held it was a rishus. He just thought to change his mind. He just thought to hide it, and he wasn't able to. That's Tosis. Pnei Yoshua is docha the kasha of Tosis. That really we can say like Rashi, the Rabbi Yoshua changed his mind. Since he heard that Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, is anybody arguing with me? And the rabbis were silent. We see and nobody argued. And therefore, Chazer Midaito, he changed his mind, since there's so many people who argue with him. Taka changed his mind, Rabin Pligi Olav. And nevertheless, afterwards in the time of the Amoraim, they were Koveh Alacha Krebi Yoshua, even though so many people argue with him. Like we see in numerous places, that even where it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, Alacha Karab and Rekaploni, nevertheless, we paskin ain't the maiden alacham and a mishnah. And the Amoraim can change the halacha if they want. They can decide differently. So Rabbi Aaron Levin says, Zechat Tzad B'Kodesh Levrach, Hashem Yikom Domo, that he discussed elsewhere at length, in a place where the Rov is Machriya, the Rov decides, in certain matter, against the Miut, does the Miut also have to change their mind and be masking with the Rov? And that's the union of Acharei Rabbim Lahatos that the Torah says. When you see the Rabbims go a certain way, you have to agree with them. Or maybe no. That the Torah says Acharei Lahatos doesn't mean they have to agree. It just means that Lemaisi, you have to Mechriya Kedas HaRov and Das HaMiut is Batal. But the Miut Kshu La'atzmo and Echinami, they're allowed still to maintain their opinion. And if another time they get a rabbim on their side, then that rabbim is going to be mitzdarif to them, and they can decide against the original rabbim. They weren't able to do now. And in fact, this is a machlokas between the Maharam ben Chaviv and the Sefer Get Pashut and the Ktzos. That's Maharam ben Chaviv. That the miut is muchach l'shapech u'lekabel divrei harov. That's it. I think makabel divrei harov. With that, he explained the most famous tosis in Shas. Chof zayin amid beis bovakamein ochin podim raslein ochin. Right, that the reason dayanim ochin mamam anachar harov, even though normally ain't ochin mamam anachar harov, because by dayanim shiny, because miut didu chashuv kamisha einoi. There are miyud as if it doesn't exist. What Tosis means, says the Maram Chaviv, is that b'dayanim, the miyud stop being a reality. Since he was b'echrech mishapech and he was mekabel das harov, and memela, there's no more miyud. And therefore we file the rov, mashayin came. B'shar rov. That the miyud still exists in mitzias. Lo'y olim koyach harov lo'yitzi boi mamim. The Rov isn't strong enough to be Motzi Mammon against the normal Miut. But here, where it was Mekabel Das HaRov, when the Miut was Mekabel Das HaRov, so then you follow this Rov, because the Miut no longer exists. Dayanim. But normally, if there's a Miut, Ein Ocha Mammon Achar HaRov. Why? Because the Miut still exists. But the Ktzos, Kuntres HaSvekas, argues, and he says, that only be based in HaGadol Shel Ayin Aleph, based on a Gadol of 71, that a cholek aleim nasi zakin mamre, there we can say that the miut is muchach l'shapech l'hodos l'rov. But shelo be based in HaGadol, in Achinami, the miut is allowed to stick to its guns, even after the achra of the rov. From Rabbi Yoshua, we can bring a raya like the Get Pashut, like the Maram Chaviv, that the miut is batal. It has to be Makabel Das HaRov. Because Rabbi Yoshua held that Tfilas HaArvis is Rishus. And nevertheless, when he heard that the Rov was Note Acharei Rabbi Gamliel, and he's a Das Yachid, Chazer Mishitaso, and he was Makabel, Das Rabban Gamliel, that Tfilas Arvis is Chova. Like Rashi says, that's what I said, and I'm changing my mind. Because he held, that's it. I don't have a Rov, so now I have to be Makabel Das HaRov. Maybe we can say in this Chakira, if the miut is muchrach lekabel das harov or not, it's talui in the famous Chakira, b'mehutz v'geder rov, is it mitaras v'adai? Or no, it's mitaras safek, and the Torah says, if you have a safek, follow the rov. If you say Rov is Metaras Vadai, then the Miud has to be Makabel Das Haro. It's finished. But if you say it's Metaras Safek, maybe they can still maintain their opinion. So the Meiser Machreka Das Harov, the Miud's allowed to still keep their opinion. And in a tshuva, or Baron Levin, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, Hashem Yikom Domo, was mechazek the opinion of the Get Pashut, that B'dayanim, the Miut is Muchrach, to be Makabel Das Harov. And that's the end of Acher Rabin Lahatos, that the Torah says, that you have to follow even the Miut of Dayanim, not only the Maisa, but the Miut of Dayanim has to follow the Rov. L'chor, we have to understand, after we know that Ruba de Issa Kaman is Adif me Ruba de Lesa Kaman, that's a raya that even Lafia Havamina, that we didn't yet know this, that we go after the Rov Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Nevertheless, Ruba de Issa Kaman, there was no suffix that we follow the Rov, like it says in Maseches Chulin. Lashon HaGemara B'Chulin Menoah Milstan Rabban Azil Basur. But how do we know this rule of the rabbis that we go after the Rov? Menolan, what do you mean? Chsiv Acharab Lahatos. Says Acharab Lahatos Pashut, go after the Rov. Listen, Ruby Disa come on. Like if there's a Rove in front of us, if there are 9 stores that sell kosher meat and 1 store that sells unkosher meat. Pashut. Find a piece of meat, you go after the Rove. Sanhedrin. Pashut, you father of Ruby Disa come on. It's in front of us. But Ruby the Lesser come on. What's a Ruby the Lesser come on? But if you have a Rove that's not in front of us, a Rove that you know statistics in the world, but the Rove is not in front of us, so in such an instance, how do we know there that you follow the Rove? So you see from here that Ruba de Issa Kaman is better than Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So even in the Habamina that we didn't yet know that, that there's a chiluk, and that maybe Ruba de Lesa come on. No, but nevertheless, Ruba de Issa come on. We never had a suffix in the first place. Gemara's whole vort is that, oh, maybe Ruba de Lesa come on is different. Ruba de Issa come on is pshita. And we see that even those who are choshish for miut, and they don't go after the rov, Ruba de Lesa come on, but Ruba de Issa come on, they're moda that you go after the rov. Kayadua in Tosas Yavam is Kufiyotesim Aleph, the Ramaskal Kagon. So if so, the truth of the matter is that we hold that you go after the rov, even Ruba de Lesa come on. According to Rashi there in Chulin, the source is Halach Lamoshe Misinai. So then why did the Torah write Acher Rav Lahatos that you should go after the Rov B'Sanhedrin, which is the Ruba de Issa come on, it's in front of us. Now, even Ruba de Lesa come on, you go after the Rov. Push it that Ruba de Issa come on, you go after the Rov. Ruba de Issa come on stronger. Would you have any such Havamina that Ruba de Lesa come on, you go after the Rov, and Ruba de Issa come on, you wouldn't go after the Rov. So because this will appear that the Torah says Acharei Rav Lahatos, it wasn't coming to teach us that we go after the Rov Deos and we're Mechriya Karov Deos, because that Be'emes there was no Tzarech, since we already know this Mitzad HaSvar. What the Torah is trying to teach us is that the Miut has to be Makabel Das HaRov, like the Get Pashut. This is Nachon Mod Misvar. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush of Acharei Rav Lahatos? Pshita. We have a Lachol Moshe Sinai that Ruby the Less come on, you go after the Rav. Certainly, Rav Disa, come on, you go after the Rav. So the Chiddush is that Rach Ram Lahatos, if you go after the Rav, that even the Miur has to follow the Rav. But this is only after we know that Rav Ruvi the Less, come on, you go after the Rav. And then you have a kasha, if after Ruvi the Less, come on, you go after the Rav. Pshiti, go after the Rav, Ruvi Disa, come on. Then you come to our vort and say that it's telling you that the miyut has to be a hofech daita l'rov. Before we knew that you go after the rov, ruba diisa, come on. If so, that the Torah says achar rabim lahatos, we had to tell us the ikar davar, that you have to go after the rov b'sanhedrin. And there was no svara to say that the miyud has to change their mind like the rov, because the pasuk is just telling us they have to paskin like the rov, but not more than that. In the mele, there'd be no room for tosis to say for their svara that dayanim shani damid choshev command alesa, that the dayanim don't exist, the dayanim are mevatel themselves. Because then, before we knew about Ruba the less come on, you follow the rov, what would you say about a miyut? That a miyut is allowed to maintain its opinion. Just like the rov has its opinion, the miyut has its opinion. That's before we knew about Ruba the less come on, that you follow the rov. Then it's Pasha Ruba Disa come on, you follow the rov, and that teaches you that the miyut has to be change its mind like the rov. Before you knew that, the miyut didn't have to change its mind like the rov. And the miyut was command to Isa. And with that, we can be miyashiv akasha. And Tosfos, Baba Kama, writes that Merov Dayanim, from the din of Rov Dayanim, that you follow the Rov, you can't learn other Rovs. Why? Because Dayanim Shiny Demir Tadidhu Chashu Kman Delesa, because they're a mirror as if it doesn't exist. So, Ibazoi, how do we say in Chulin, Davir Aleph, Minolan Dazlin and Basarubam, Minolan Vaksivache Rabim Lahatois. What's your kasha? Like we read at the Gemara, Zachar Rabbin Lahatos Pshiti, go after the rov. And where it says not Rubadis, come on, like nine stores Teishchinis and Sanhedrin, lo come abaylan, come abaylan Rubadales, come on. It's mashma in the Gemara that even if we wouldn't have known that you go after the rov, Ruba the less come on, Ruba the Isa come on, like nine stores, we would know you go after the rov. Where would you have known that from? From the pasuk of Acher Rabim Lahatos. Like the Gemara says, Minolan Voksiv Acher Rabim Lahatos. So you would have known. For Macher Rabbim Lahatos, you go after Ruba Disa, come on. The only problem is that this Rove is talking about a Sanhedrin. How does a Sanhedrin teach you about other Roves? Even other Ruba Disa, come ons, like nine stores. Shiny Sanhedrin, Demiut Didhu, Choshev Kamanda Lesa. Mashen Kane, other roves the Isa come on. That the Miut is to command the Isa. And that's why Tosfa says that you can learn from Sanhedrin that we follow the rove. So we have a stark akasha in the Havamin of the Gemara. How did the Gemara have a Havamina to learn from Acher Rav and Lahatos to all Rubidisa Kamans? It only teaches you Sanhedrin that a miut midiut de dukamanda lesa, that the miut doesn't exist. But how does that teach you about other miuts? That you don't follow the miut if it's Rubidisa Kaman? It's just a special din in Sanhedrin, where the miut is Kamanda lesa. This is Shtak Akasha. Based on what we said, it's mamish gevaldik. Why? Because since the Ikar Svaras HaTosfos that b'dayanim the miut is choshev kamanda lesa, is because the miut has to agree to the rov. So that's only a liba d'emes, that we already know that you go after the rov, rubi d'les come on, and then you have a kasha. If you go after the rov, rubi d'les come on. So what do you need the Acher Rav Lahatos for? So it must be Acher Rav Lahatos is coming to tell you that in Sanhedrin the miut is butl to the rov. But when we're still in the Havamina, we don't know that you follow the rov, rubi d'les come on. So what's the part of Kapasa coming to teach you? Pasuk's come and teach you, follow a rov. Chal that you follow a rov, not the miut is command the lesa. If it's Sanhedrin, you follow the rov. And there's no svar to say that the miut is command the lesa, that the miut has to admit to the rov. And if so, there's no chilik between Tayanim and other rovs, and therefore, if you learn from Sanhedrin to other rubidisa kamans. And therefore the Gemara said very nicely that even B'teisha Chanuyos from Acher Rav Lahatos, you know Teisha Chanuyos, because now according to the Havamina we don't have the Svar of Tosis that Dayanim are different. There's no chilik between Sanhedrin and another Rov Rubidisa Kamans. So just like by Sanhedrin you follow the Rov, all other Rubidisa Kamans you also follow the Rov. And it's only the Maskanas of Gemara that you know Rubidi Lesa Kaman. So then Rubidi Kaman is Pashut. There you have to say, and what then do you need the Pasuk for? Acharam Lahatos. Rubidi Kaman is Pashut. Acharam Lahatos is talking about Rubidi Kaman. Teretz is. What's a Teretz, sweet friends? You need the Pasuk to tell you that the Anam are different. Command the Lesa. That the mute is buttled to the rove. And Yitaka can't learn to Teisha Chanuyos anymore. From Acher Rav and Lahatos. Because the Maskana, Sanhedrin is different. Miuti tu kimanda lesa. That's only the Maskana. Not in the Havamina. In the Havamina we didn't yet know that, because we didn't know yet that you follow the rov, even Rubi d'les, come on. And therefore you don't say the Dayanu command the lesser. That the Miur is command the lesser. You tell us, it's telling us a general rule that is we follow the rov, and that applies to all rovs. I said, Maskana, how taka do you know Teisha Chanuyos? So if in Rubi d'les come on, which is weaker, you follow the rov, certainly Rubi d'les come on. Even Teisha Chanuyos, but not from the Pasuk Acher Rav Lahatos. Okay, sweet friends, there's a lot more to say on this sugya. Very gishmak ezachin. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and give us the moach to say them. Emirat Hashem, b'simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Thank you for learning with me. And we should be zocha taka lil modu l'lamed lishma b'lasos u'lekayim et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.